and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. There is a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Effective at 4 a.m. tomorrow local time, the fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end.
The fighting has gone on for 14 months. President Biden this afternoon.
Let's be clear. Israel did not launch this war. The Lebanese people did not seek that war either.
CBS's Deborah Pata on the impact of the fighting in Lebanon.
We have 1.2 million civilians who have been displaced by this war, and nearly 4,000 people have been killed just in the past 2 months alone.
CBS's Margaret Brennan on the hopes for a Gaza ceasefire.
More than 44,000 Palestinians estimated to have been killed, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. There is no immediate hope of a breakthrough there.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammy McCormick.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The holiday travel season begins this week, and you can expect roads and airports to be crowded for Thanksgiving. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
It will be a busy week for holiday travelers. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. According to AAA, nearly 1.6 million people in Wisconsin could be on the move, continuing an upwards trend since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The vast majority of those traveling will be driving, with over 1.4 million Wisconsin residents hitting the road. AAA says to give yourself extra time to travel and obey traffic laws to arrive at your destination safely.
Prioritize safety this hunting season, particularly when using tree stands. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Tree stand accidents are a leading cause of hunting-related injuries. Here's Jennifer Doring, a physician assistant at Aspirus Emergency Department in Wausau.
Some of the common things that we can see are traumatic brain injuries. We can see spinal fracture, which unfortunately some do lead to paralysis, internal bleeding, organ damage. We see a lot of long bone fractures and unfortunately some lacerations. And in more severe cases, we do see an occasional death from a deer stand accident.
Always wear Blaze Orange and make sure that other hunters can see you. Additional hunter safety information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's website.
There's a free holiday concert in early December in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Community Choir will perform on Saturday, December 7th at 4 p.m. The concert is titled, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and will be at the First Congregational Church on 2nd Street South. Admission is free. However, free will donations will be accepted. This year's concert will feature many new selections and traditional holiday favorites. There will also be audience sing-along carols so you can join in the holiday cheer, as well as a reception following the concert. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers prepare for Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second year in a row, the Green Bay Packers are playing on Thanksgiving. Last year, they beat the Lions in Detroit 29-22. The game got some of the highest ratings ever. This year, the Packers are at home Thursday night against the Dolphins, kickoff at 7:20. Matt LaFleur asked if there was time to review the tape of their win over the 49ers Sunday night.
I'm sure Miami's going to look at that tape, so you better know what you did and the areas where you may be susceptible to getting exposed and make those corrections and move on.
The Badgers host Minnesota this Friday, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell asked his safety Hunter Waller will be back after missing the last game with an injury. Waller leads the team in tackling.
No, we don't know. Those are things that we're going to have to play out through the week. There's a lot of guys that are kind of in a similar situation that, you know, as you get to the end of the year, you know, it's a grueling season. The Big Ten is not the easiest road in the world.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Sunshine breaks through as winds stay feisty out of the west, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This, of course, is slapping a wind chill on top of high temperatures, staying below freezing, only reaching the upper 20s. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we fall back to the teens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a pre-Thanksgiving special, Trigby Olson, The Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow with a Martha Stewart recipe. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, November 26, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Elizabeth from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, we've got in studio our good friend, Lacey Alling. I finally get it right, Lacey.
You did good.
Okay. Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, thank you so much for being here and bringing a friend with you. We've got Jacob here from the Heart of Wisconsin Leadership Class. Jacob, we've talked with you a number of times. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time from both of you. We'll be talking with Jacob in a moment, but Lacey, I wanted to start off, if you don't mind, getting into some upcoming events, and we've got Rekindle the Spirit right around the corner. It is tomorrow.
Yes. I am very, very excited. We're kind of finishing up our own float that's going to be in there. It's a little bit different, but definitely do not forget to come out a little bit earlier for the ribbon cutting, the ceremony to, you know, kind of celebrate that leadership couple classes. I think it was 3 years, that maybe more, that worked on that. So they're full, and I'm excited. They're red and green right now. I think they're going to change. So they won't say this for people that I saw some online things saying, why are they Christmas colors? It's not even Thanksgiving yet. But we're really, really grateful to Econ for doing that, and Current for, you know, their partnership for that. And please come out. Parade starts at 5:45. We're going to have, I think we have 68 or 70 floats.
Woo.
There was some that were like, we might bring an extra one.
Nice.
So last year we had 60. So we're almost 10 bigger. So really, really excited to have everyone come and be a part of this. Obviously, it's a free event. We're going to have Chatterbox down there from 3:30 to 6:30, as well as they're donating cookies for the Santa visits after at Hotel Mead. So please come, bring the family out, have dinner, you know, with Chatterbox, get some chili, get some candy, and see Santa.
Mm-hmm. Lacey, with this event, just a couple of quick notes about this one. For one, the team at the Chamber and our community start working on this right away. Like, this is almost a year-round event at this point, how big it's become and everything. Lacey gave you a stat there real quick about how many how many floaters we had last year and how many we have this year. You heard an increase in that. That doesn't happen unless there's amazing work going on at our Chamber. And a community that sees a benefit in being a part of the Chamber and being a part of the community. So any businesses out there, if you have not already been a part of the Chamber, encourage you to do that. Be a part of things. We'll see you at next year's parade.
Absolutely.
It's such a, as somebody who's been doing this for a while and talked to a number of people in your position, Lacey, I this is nothing about previous regimes or anything like that, but I haven't seen these kind of things happening in our community. It's very encouraging, and at a time when I think we could use it the most. So I just want to tip my hat to you guys on this. It's some really good work that you're doing over there, and the community is paying attention, and you could see businesses are paying attention with the added number of floats and things like that. So just anybody out there listening, you know, you want to be a part of, you can't be a part of this year's maybe, but you want to be a part of next year's. Well, they start prepping on this thing like on Black Friday, basically, like, you know, this weekend. So reach out if you're a business, be a part of things at the chamber and be a part of the parade next year. With the parade itself and the lighting of the lighting ceremony, I cannot encourage people enough to get down there for that too. This is a community thing. This is something the whole community can get behind and encourage and be a part of. So check that out. We're fortunate to have a parade, have a float in the parade. We're very excited about that. And you said you guys are putting some fine touches on yours.
Yes. Yeah, so it's our first year doing it, and I'm excited. I went and bought a lot of candy, and we're going to have a bunch of walkers, preferably my children, if they will do it. But I'm very grateful that we're able to have things like this, especially with the holidays coming up. And I know it's hard with the night before Thanksgiving. A lot of people are traveling, but please make some time to just come out, take pictures. Titanium Photography will be doing complimentary photos, which he will email to everyone. So he will do pictures for you. They're working on the setup right now, but very grateful that we're able to have the businesses to donate, Kathy from Chatterbox, to donate cookies so that way people can kind of come down, see Santa, have some cookies, take some pictures, and kind of start the holiday off right.
I think it's a really good note that you had there about having this event. We've had it for a long time, and we've had events like this for a long time. Not every community has something like this, and being able to have these things and host them still and all that, it's a privilege. It's something that we're very fortunate to have around here. So enjoy this event. Come on down, check it out, dress warm. You know, Midwest weather, dress warm, everybody. You know how that goes. And enjoy Rekindle the Spirit. I also wanted to talk a little bit about Small Business Showcase, and that's coming up. That is right around. That starts this Saturday.
Yes. So Saturday, November 30th through the December, so Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. And so please come and pick up your passports. They're at every single business that is participating, as well as we're on there too. So make sure that we're your last stop. That way you can just drop it off and kind of,
there you go,
you know, get both of them out of the way, but please.
Well played.
Yes.
Well played.
Please come. I visited when we did some of the drop-offs, but I love Rapids Awards and More. They are December Member of the Month as well. But a lot of places that I've went into, but I haven't got to like look around, because I typically, if I have my kids with me, it's like, let's make sure they don't damage anything. Right. Milkweed Market, Prairie Sage Homes, River City Supply Company. If you've ever been in there, they're right along the expressway, but mm-hmm. right, kind of where we're going to be for the parade. But I think if you've never been in there, they have a lot of great deals. Mm-hmm. I ended up getting a heated jacket for like $50.
Nice.
A Milwaukee heated jacket.
Ooh,
so
nice.
If you go in on some of their deals, I know their hours are going to be a little bit more conducive to shopping this season. Mm-hmm. Evolution Axe Throwing, it is a great space. Don't be alarmed by the gigantic warehouse look of it.
Yeah.
It's wonderful in there. There's cornhole. There's even a little dart for like younger kids, mm-hmm. Like a little safety thing. But obviously with the cornhole, there's darts, there's axes. I know he wants to start a knife throwing, but he's really really passionate about mm-hmm. axe throwing as a actual sport. So there's wonderful places to go inside when it's a little bit colder, and check them out when there isn't so many things outside going on in the area, to just go in there. And they have dogs. They have dogs when you walk in. So,
sold.
Yeah,
sold.
It's really fun. And you can get drinks there. The kids are welcome there. I think it's fun to have a place where kids can go and adults can go, and they both can have fun, where mm-hmm. someone doesn't feel like they're making a sacrifice, and where your kid's telling you that you're bored 100 times.
Right. I'm so glad that you shouted out both these businesses. I would like to just piggyback on that too, a compliment to them in the locations that they are both located in. Both spots that could use locations, that could mm-hmm. use more business and more traffic in those areas. So not only great businesses, unique businesses that you're not going to find in every city, but also the locations of them are awesome. I think they're really good locations, and it's nice to see businesses in those spots. With something like this, one of the things we certainly highlight, the mantra that we repeat maybe more than anything else around here, buying local, supporting local, and how much we believe in that. And it's a part of our everyday life around here in central Wisconsin. So there's certainly that part of the small business and the showcase Saturday and some of that. You and I talk about this all the time, Lacey. There are businesses and new businesses popping up that people maybe, we're just turning them on to, or they haven't had a chance to stop by yet, or something like that. So here is a great opportunity to do that as well.
Absolutely. And I'm a firm believer that when you support local and you're supporting small businesses, it's not these, I love some of the big chains, because some of those things we can't get locally. But don't forget about the mom and pop stores, the places that You know, they're making those things. It's homemade. It's made with love, and you're not supporting, a big company that's, yeah, you know, that's publicly traded. You're supporting, right, someone that is just making sure that they can, you know, live their passion and still be there, you know, with their family.
Our friends from Family Natural Foods and El Cafe are on here. I, yes, see Goodwill, Edge VR, and other friends of ours. The Trading Post on here. I feel like every, at least once a year, I have to go into the Trading Post. The items and everything that in there just changes too much. You've got to check it out all the time. So there's so many great businesses in here, whether it's one you haven't been to in a while or one you just want to check out or a familiar haunt to you or anything like that. Check them out, get them located, and get in on this and have some fun with it. Everybody, showcase, Small Business Showcase Saturday coming up this Saturday. Kicks off. Nukusa Holiday Parade and Fireworks is also around the corner. Another wonderful signature event here in central Wisconsin, Lacey.
Yes, so Saturday, December 7th, and there is still time to register your floats for that one. So even if you are a Wisconsin Rapids business or Stevens Point or local, they're a great place to go and hand out things, be a part of it, you know, kind of get your name out there as well. Nukusa has wonderful businesses. The support there from Ho-Chunk, there's wonderful businesses out there, and they are a huge reason why we're able to do the fireworks that like big cities do after those parade displays. And I'm very grateful for Highland to work with us and work with our budget as a nonprofit and be able to do the firework display. It is long. It is like, it's not like a five minute, you know, it's like 15 to 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to have Domtar and Santa Claus on that flow and how they go all out. It looks beautiful. It looks like it could be in a Better Home and Gardens magazine. but very grateful to Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus to do both of these parades and all the things that we have going on in Nukusa. That whole day is, I mean, you could spend your entire day on Saturday there. Mm-hmm. They have their Heather Fornacusa, obviously. A huge shout out to her. I'm very grateful for her as our chair for our ambassador group. And they have a craft show. They've got Santa visits. They have the fire department's going to be open. They also have, like, there's going to be some cookies at the library and some, like, story time with Santa there earlier in the day. So a lot of wonderful things to do. Definitely don't sleep on Nukusa. Mm-mm. There's a lot of stuff going on there, and we're also going to have the lights down there that they're, you know, starting, and it has a lot of stuff. It's a small town, but it has all the big town amenities. Yeah. So to go there, you could spend the whole day there.
This parade is awesome, and one of the things that I feel like the parade highlights is maybe the best export that Nukusa has, the people. You're not going to meet many better people than Nukusa people, and the area there, the vibe there, the energy of the city of Nukusa, and you get that with the parade. You also get a chance to check out some of the businesses around there and everything, and got some wonderful spots there. Whether we're talking about the Nukusa Hometown Parade or something like this, or we're talking about something going on in Sand Valley and Rome, all of our communities are connected. We got people that live in different spots. Somebody lives in Nukusa that works in Rapids, or vice versa, some of those things. And we all not only get by together, our economies and all this, but this is what the seasons are all about. This is what this holiday marathon is all about, is getting the chance to take in more different events and fun events, and maybe see some stuff that you haven't seen before. Nobody does this like Nukusa. Like, they go all out on this one. I genuinely feel like every single member of the city of Nukusa is a part of this event.
Yes, they are out there. They are supporting. And I love that they support their own. And I think that's something to definitely, you know, be proud of.
Yeah.
That parade is, even though it's shorter, we already have more people registered for this year than we did last year. And we are still taking more registrants. Please reach out to me, 715. Well, you can call the chamber, or you can do communications, or you can register online. There's a whole bunch of different ways that you can reach out. But I always want to say my phone number, but I don't want to say that right now, because if someone calls me, my phone goes off, I'm going to be like, oh my goodness. But 715-422-4859. And then definitely reach out if you have questions, if you're wondering. I know we've had some people that were like, well, can we have UTVs, ATVs out there? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I know that some of the rules are different for each one. So if you are from, you know, Wisconsin Rapids, but you have one of those kind of groups, mm-hmm, please reach out. Snowmobiles. I mean, I would love to see some kind of horse riding group. Yeah. I think that I love animals. So anytime we can get the animals in the parade, but please reach out to me or to the chamber. Anyone can answer the questions. And as long as you're not Santa Claus or having Santa Claus on your float, we're pretty okay with everything. We have heard a lot of rumors that we're going to have like a judging contest. We have talked about doing some kind of 3D printed award for the best float for 2025. When the idea was kind of tossed around, we didn't really have a lot of time to try to see our judging, see stuff like that. If you are hearing that, it's not true. I would love to do it next year. I'd love to have like a little setup where we can hold up scores each awesome. Float. I think it would be so much fun.
That would be.
Definitely. If you have an idea and you want to see something, reach out. Let us know. We're open ears.
We're speaking with Lacey Alling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to keep doing that, by the way. And we wanted to get into some other fun topics here. We got upcoming workforce programs and events, Lacey. Networking Night is right around the corner as well. Wanted to touch on that one.
Yes. So that is going to be at the, hopefully I pronounce this correctly, La Chateau, the Manor B&B. So it's kind of hard to miss that. It's a very like iconic, like I think sometimes when you give directions, you use that but it's 840 First Street North, Wisconsin Rapids. So down kind of in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids after the roundabout, before you get to the river, they are a lovely B&B that is having they obviously have a lot of things there, but they are open. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if people are allowed to stay there that night, but they are going to have an ugly sweater contest. And I know that they're going to have presents that are going to be open, and then the winner is going to get a free night stay there, as well as they decorate a lot of Christmas trees. So she kind of, I think she has like four or something like that in each room.
Nice.
Of that. And they all have different themes. So she does things that she loves. So I think there was even a Heart of Wisconsin one last year. And I think there was like a coffee tree. Rachel's really, really great at obviously doing a whole bunch of things, but we're looking forward to that. That is going to be Monday, December 16th from 5 to 7. And that is our December networking at night. Wear an ugly sweater or the holiday attire for a free raffle ticket.
We'll be sure to remind people about that when we get closer to it. Got some upcoming ribbon cuttings we wanted to remind people about as well.
Yeah, so I don't always share them, but there's some that I think some people want to go to them. They want to know about these businesses. And when I was doing the drop-offs for the Small Business Showcase, I heard it a lot. Like, we'd love to go to those. And I just don't check my Facebook often enough, or I don't check my email. So I wanted to make sure that I included it. So the Grand Ave Bridge lighting, obviously that one is going to be right before Kindle. But that's just celebrating the completion of that. The mayor will speak a little bit into how it happened and then how that evolved with the community leadership project at 525. It's going to be on Grand Ave, but kind of near Veterans Park. Okay. Like Lunch by the River area. And then the Southwood County Historical Museum, they are also having a ribbon cutting on Saturday, December 7th. So two of them are right before our parades. This one a little bit in the afternoon, 11:30 a.m. at the Southwood County Historical Museum. And then the Wood County Jail completion, they are having a ribbon cutting on Tuesday, December 17th. That is more, I think, more of an event. So there will be tours and things like that. So that's 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Tuesday, December 17th.
Looking forward to every one of those. Lacey, wanted to certainly bring Jacob on here. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left, and I wanted to make sure to be able to talk a little bit about the leadership class coming up. And thank you both for being here, especially Jacob, to be able to talk about this ACE Leadership Program.
Yes, absolutely. So this year it changed a little bit. Now it's accredited. So really excited for that from Mid-State. So, and I obviously got to do it last year. So A standing for Advanced Community Education. So he is going to speak about his experiences from that last month. Earlier this month.
Jacob, tell us a little about it.
Yeah. So just like what she said, I would say it definitely is a way to building with myself within the community, but also just kind of getting education towards becoming a better leader. I think that was one of the topic that we worked on today was nonprofit. And as myself, who I work for the Southwood County YMCA as the Healthy Living Director, we're a nonprofit. But there's also a lot of other nonprofits within the community that I didn't know about until we had their executive directors come in and speak to us as a board panel, like Child Caring, Career Closet, Family Center, ODC, Boys and Girls Club, Heart Chambers, and Fort Nakusa. Like Fort Nakusa is a very newer nonprofit, 1.5 years old. But it was really cool to kind of understand what they really want out of their community and how they can impact and influence everybody. And one of the comments that stood out to me from the ODC is that they pray or basically preach their vision on how much we give versus how much we get. Mm-hmm. And that's a very big step when you look at nonprofits and their mission to the community of providing different opportunities for the members of the community. But I guess the biggest takeaway that I got from this is to trust yourself, yeah, and use your resources within the community, because everybody's willing to give if you just reach out and ask. The leadership developments, but a big, I guess, problem or barrier that nonprofits are having that I've learned because of the board of directors that actually came in and talked to us as a panel as well, is the lack of volunteer. And that really dropped after COVID in 2020, and now it's on the rise and rebuilding. But we really want to preach as nonprofits to the community that please get out there and volunteer and help out these different programs that are ran. Because again, we're trying to run these programs for the community and have these opportunities for people who may or may not can't afford certain things, but also just in general, get out there and get along with the community and get to know each other. But so far I've been really enjoying the class and really seeing how I can actually apply that to my current work world. And I'm excited to keep learning and see what's moving forward.
When we share information, we are that much stronger from it, no matter what the business, no matter what we're talking about. And certainly when we're talking about nonprofits and funding is cut in some areas and some are in need of funding. So being able to share information and ideas, it makes them that much stronger and helps our communities that much better. Mm-hmm. There are so many great volunteer opportunities. Off the top of my head, I could tell you Meals on Wheels. I could tell you that there are plenty of things that are at local YMCA that they could use a hand with, especially with sports and some of the other activities that go on. The Chamber has many events at times that they could certainly use volunteers for. I've mentioned the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center many times. You can call 211, another nonprofit in the United Way, 211, and they will give you a list of great volunteer opportunities. And not for nothing, you know, in this day and age and this time of year, if you were looking for something, well, what is something that's going to make me feel good that I almost guarantee is going to give my soul a recharge? Volunteer. I don't put my name on much in this world. I will put my name on that. I will guarantee that. You put an hour into volunteering into this community and you're going to get something back that you can't put words to. There's just nothing like it. I appreciate you commenting on this, Jacob, and mentioning this and sharing the leadership program with us and everything. The more we learn about this, Lacey, the more I feel like more and more businesses out there are like, this is something I want to be a part of this. I want to have my employees a part of this. How can they do that, or how can they plan to do that?
Yeah, so please reach out to Laura Bonner Ridgway. She is our Workforce and Economic Development Director at workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. If you're looking at the 2025, 2026, you're obviously, it's never too early to reach out, kind of get what information do you need? What are you going to need for employee to kind of see which employee you think would benefit from that? I don't think that there is a wrong employee that benefits.
No.
I don't think that there's like a specific age or, you know, like years in service. I think that anyone can grow in their role. And I think that as a leader, you want to keep growing. You want to keep learning more. And I'm so grateful that I was a part of it last year. I learned so much and I'm very close with quite a few of the participants from it. I have them on Facebook. I talk to them and I check in with them often because I think it's just, we're all in this community. We're all seeing different things and we all want to make it better. So whatever we can do to kind of band together, we'll do.
In the last minute we have, want to shout out our December member of the month. You kind of teased this a little bit earlier.
Yes, Rapids Awards and More. I love Van. I stop in there often. Obviously, make sure you have time because you're going to talk about something and he's going to show you everything that's going on. But very excited to have them as our December member of the month, as well as Small Business Showcase, as well as they always help us with internal awards, our annual awards stuff. He's always really great at like, okay, this is my idea. Can you find this?
Yes.
And then he will look online.
He's the best.
Yeah. He's such a great person. And he's such a, you know, he's such a kind soul that it's someone, he's someone who recharges you as well.
Yes.
Someone to talk to you and just get something off your chest. And it's a safe space at Rapids Awards and More. And obviously you're going to see a lot of Taylor Swift and you're going to see a lot of Donald Trump, but it's a great place to be. So definitely check them out and visit them during this entire month.
Buy local, support local, everybody, and support our friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and, of course, our friends at the Southwood County YMCA. Lacey, Jacob, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you, James. Yeah, we appreciate you.
Find out more at WisconsinRabbitsChamber.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything going on in your community. We'll be back with more here at WFHR.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community, and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Hillside Cemetery in Marshfield will again be an official location for Wreaths Across America in 2024. The national nonprofit made the announcement on Sunday. Hillside Cemetery will join the mission to remember, honor, and teach as wreaths are placed on the graves of veterans. This year's ceremony will take place at Hillside Cemetery beginning at 10 a.m. on Saturday, December 14th. The public is encouraged to attend and place wreaths on the graves of veterans buried at the cemetery. Last year, they placed over 500 wreaths. The goal this year is 2,200 wreaths to be placed on the headstones of all local heroes laid to rest in Hillside Cemetery. Wreaths Across America is a national nonprofit that works to teach the next generation about the value of freedom. This year, there will be more than 4,500 participating locations placing veterans' wreaths on December 14th with the help of over 3 million volunteers. For service members leaving the military, finding the right job can be a tough transition, which has an impact on their whole family. Normally, troops go through a transition assistance program to help them land on their feet. But the Department of Labor has a new program where they've partnered with companies and businesses who want to hire veterans. It provides one-on-one coaching to military members and their spouses. This program is in the pilot phase right now, but James Rodriguez from the Department of Labor says they want to expand it further.
And we're going to look to build that out even more in the future so we can hope to do the same type of support for every service member in the future, which would be ideal. However, it does take a lot more work and a lot more resources to make sure that this program can be successful in the future.
As of August, the Employment Navigator and Partnership Program has helped more than 18,000 veterans and family members. November is Military Family Appreciation Month. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the upper teens tonight. Partly sunny and a high in the mid-30s tomorrow. Cold with a brisk wind and a few flurries for Thanksgiving, high upper 20s. It clears out and becomes even colder for Friday with sunshine, high only low 20s. It's 28 degrees right now.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Jimmy Costa, guest host The Maggie Dawn Show. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, November 26, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And we're spending the next half an hour with our friend Elizabeth. She is the Dual Abuse Service Coordinator over at our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Elizabeth, it's been a while. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time, as always. And I always like to mention to people out there, the services that are available with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, we will be sure to wrap up with those and give you the information there. And as always, out of journalistic integrity, let everybody know out there where I stand on this. I am a board member of the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, a proud board member, and I believe on the right side of history with this subject. I know that our audience, how they feel about this one, so I feel confident saying things like that. And with that being said, Elizabeth, one thing we were talking about a bit in our pregame is how to create more empathy in our community, how to get people to realize how much this affects every facet of our community, domestic violence, mm-hmm. and how it's going to take all of us coming together to not only bring down these numbers, but to turn this into something that is the way of the dinosaur and just a forgotten part of our society. To get to that, we've got to do some work. And that part of that work is, I think, not only creating empathy, but for people to understand a little bit of what a day in the life is like for a family center, not advocate or a member or any of the above. So Elizabeth's going to help us do that a little bit today. And I really do appreciate you kind of walking us through this a little bit, Elizabeth, because I think that there's even things that I may not know that I can learn along with many of our individuals out there. So where would you like to start with that?
So I guess I just want to say, you know, survivors can come to us in any way, shape, or form, and it's really hard to take that step to come to us. So we want to always praise them for being so strong to do that. We have our 24-hour crisis line, so you can call, get information that way, just speak to an advocate that way, make an appointment. But you also can just show up at our front door and say, I just want to talk to someone, or I need shelter. And, you know, we are going to take you in and we are going to sit down with you and talk to you about what your needs are in that moment. We listen. Like, I think that's so important, because sometimes people just talk, but we really listen with no judgment, and really try to focus on what that survivor wants and what their needs are. Not what we think their needs are, but what they feel their needs are. We're there to listen, provide them options and choices that maybe they didn't know were a thing that they could do, and really just to empower them, give them all the information in order for them to make informed decisions about their situation and their journey. I always like to say, nobody knows their story better than themselves, so we can't act like we know what's best for them. Mm-hmm. I think all those pieces are so important when someone comes to us looking for help.
And certainly with a topic like this, we have to be sensitive to too many details. Some of that, I think the audience can insert those and read between the lines with some of those things. And the one thing that we can't really hit on, because I don't know if there are really words in the English language for it, but the emotional joy and toll this can take for you and your team. Yeah. That this is something you guys are doing because this is a passion. You care about this subject. You care about the individuals. You care about your community. It also takes a toll doing this kind of work. We talk about this with a lot of our service workers out there. Mm-hmm. And I think those are important notes as well about this. But also the idea of nothing about this and nothing that you described there, it sounds like science fiction, like sounds like something like, whoa, I didn't know, you know, it. I think it all not only makes sense, but it's all very relatable. It's very understandable. There are similar things to other jobs out there that people are doing that are very similar to what you guys do. And then there are things that are nowhere near similar. And I think all of that is important to take in. So hopefully everybody's done that. You've taken these things in and you have a little more understanding of what this is like, what this day in life. I think there's some relatability there, while also some understanding of, wow, that is a very different gig. Mm-hmm. That is a very different job doing something like this.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that I did want to note real quick with here, because something that we've talked about with the Family Center and actually broke the story when it first happened about the cuts in funding to our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, but to others listening out there, to domestic violence shelters around the country were hit by this. And I've talked to a lot of listeners about this, and I've reached out to some people that I know that can be on the fence on this subject at times. And I've talked to, you know, a couple of individuals for years about this topic, and they have more and more started to donate to the Family Center and some other things, but there's still some uncertainty. Mm-hmm. So just a couple of quick examples or just metaphors, however you want to put it. If you need a mechanic and your town does not have a mechanic, and you have to drive to another city for that, that affects your economy, that affects the taxes in your community, and it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, you know, Elizabeth. Like, mm-hmm. most communities, no matter how small they are, you got a mechanic, you got mm-hmm. somebody there for that. You have somebody that is there for that need, that specific need. That is what our domestic violence shelter is. Mm-hmm. You need something like that. Otherwise, not only do you have people traveling out of town for these services, because they will seek them out, mm-hmm. But that's hurting your community. Not obviously the individuals and the soul of your community, but the taxes and the economy of your community as well. There is something to be said for the systems we have in place in society. People do not think twice about a child joining school, and for the next 12 years, they are going to be doing that. They're going to be involved in schoolwork and everything. And as taxpayers, we see that as a very positive. Well, that's investing in the future. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm making sure that these kids have a good education so that they can take over one day and I can retire. Mm-hmm. and I can just sit back and watch TV or something like that. Mm-hmm. That is, again, the same thing that our family center is. Our family center is an investment in our future, just as much as our present. The individuals and the clientele at the Family Center are your neighbors, are your friends, your family. Your kids go to school with these kids. They are human beings. And when you invest in them, those kids go on and do good things in our community. Mm-hmm. Those adults go on and become taxpayers if they not already are taxpayers. This all adds up. We are all connected. And whether we're talking about investing in our schools or investing in our family center, these are all investments. Donations, yes, but they are investments first and foremost in the future. And there's nothing greater that we can. I should double check this. Let me double. Yep, kids are the future, it turns out, Elizabeth. So you can't find a better investment than something like mm-hmm. this. When we're talking about these things, and we're talking about the importance of raising awareness about domestic violence, or adding to our family center, or just keeping our family center upright and the lights on, these are the kind of things we're talking about. This is the importance of this. It literally affects all facets of our life and the soul of our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
When it comes to needs and ways we can help out with the Family Center, Elizabeth, I know that there, and again, something that I've talked to our community a lot about over the years, you've got a lot of individuals that want to, especially this time of year, donate money, and we greatly appreciate that, as we just touched on. Yeah. certainly can use it. It goes a long way and everything. You know, we also know in our community that there are individuals out there that may not have a lot to give or are able to give, but want to still contribute to the Family Center, want to still be a part of things. And when it comes to that, there is certainly volunteering. volunteering is always something that is encouraged and helpful, whether it's with our family center or really any of our nonprofits in this community. Just got done talking with our members at the Chamber and the Y about that. So greatly encourage you to reach out to the family center and find out different ways that you can help out with that. And keep in mind, that doesn't necessarily involve maybe working with a client. That might be, shoveling or mowing the lawn or helping, with some light fixtures or something like that. Like, there's a lot of those kind of things that when you do that stuff, you're taking things off of the plate of Elizabeth and the team over there so that they can focus on other work. So that's a great way to help out as well.
Yeah.
And they're certainly volunteering at different events. We've got a lot of some really fun events coming up with the Family Center that could always use hands with. And then there's the items, the everyday items that we may not think much of, but boy, could really be useful at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Can we touch on some of those big need items?
Yeah, we always have a needs list on our website. So if anyone's ever wondering, what do they need year round? Go on our website and you can see that needs list. But something that's really cool is if you follow our Facebook page, we post every week on Wednesdays our What We Need Wednesdays. And that is like, every week are urgent needs that we need in like the shelter. So I encourage everyone to check that out. But, frequent needs that we need are like toilet paper, paper towels, a lot of times like small gift cards for gas because gas is expensive. And, yeah. A lot of our clientele don't always have a lot of money. So just even having a small gift card for gas is really awesome and appreciated. Mm-hmm. We have our food pantry. So donations of shelf stable products are always appreciated. Always needing size 5 and 6 diapers for our littles. Yeah, yeah. So that's always appreciated. Garbage bags, shampoo, conditioner, cleaning supplies. Honestly, like a lot of that stuff is just everyday items that we need. So
if you're in your house right now or at your business and you're looking around and you're seeing items, those are the items. Yeah. Everyday items are such a big thing, and they may not seem like how much can it help grabbing a thing of paper towels or toilet paper? It can mean everything. Mm-hmm. It can be a big difference. And yeah. There are, you just don't know what you don't, what these items mean until you don't have them. Mm-hmm. And in that, putting yourself in those shoes, I think a lot of people can relate and understand that, oh, that's rough. And it's something that I think, too, that can have a dual benefit. The individuals receiving these items feel just as good as the person giving them.
Mm-hmm.
That's an encouraging and I think a fun, a sweet part of this, if you will.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned the Facebook page. Certainly encourage people to follow along on the Facebook page, like what they're doing, like the posts that they have, and share them on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some great ideas over there to businesses, to schools out there. If you, again, are looking for ways to help out our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. I want to send a couple of shout outs real quick first the school district in Nakusa, hosting their Penny War to support the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center and Out of Depression and Mental Health Awareness Month. Them doing this is so cool. It's so great. And as a side note, it also has a dual benefit to it. Something that Deb and Sue and Tricia and I have talked about many years is how important it is to the younger generations that we are showing them how to treat individuals and how to treat people.
Yeah.
Everything we're talking about today and all the work that we're doing as adults is all vital and important. And it also comes in almost 1A, 1B when it comes to bringing an end to domestic violence. And it starts so much with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not on them. It's on us to the way we handle ourselves, the way that we treat each other and we treat this subject matter. Those sponges for brains that they have are taking all this in. And more times than not, we have seen this in domestic violence in the history of this, that the abusers tend to be people that grew up around abusers or people that see this as an okay way to treat people, and vice versa. The people that grow up, being taught, hey, this isn't right, we see more of them raising their kids that way, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
We need more of that. We need more people doing that and more opportunities for kids to see these things. A shout out to Nakusa and to that school district for seeing that and being a part of it. A big shout out to our businesses out there. A thank you to Aspirus Health, who puts a lot into this community, and they got donated some odds and ends and some needs that we were kind of just touching on there. Mm-hmm. And a big thank you to them for that. And Associated Bank, you were just recently over there.
Yeah.
How did that go?
They came and presented us with a check, which I thought was amazing. Yeah. It's just all these partnerships in the community are really what helps, like you said earlier, keep the lights on, you know, and just spreading awareness throughout the community. I think is great to have all these partners and to have their support is amazing.
It's appreciated. We're not able to do the work over there without all these businesses and these nonprofits and the schools and everything. I bring all these to certainly give a shout out to all those individuals and those businesses in the school district, but to hopefully springboard some ideas too, and some other people out there and businesses and nonprofits of doing things to add to this. I always like to cover all bases, Elizabeth. And one of the things that I like to do with topics like this is certainly to the people out there that are on the same page with us, we appreciate you and thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. But to the individuals out there that may not see this topic the way we see it or feel it the way we do, to reach you, to connect with you is something I'm trying to do with this conversation. And one of the things I believe that everybody cares about is certainly your taxes and your economy. And if you're a business out there, you are spending a lot of money on marketing. You are spending a lot of money on maybe marketing individuals. I can save you a couple bucks right now. Attach yourself to a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Attach yourself to our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Everything in our society is pointing towards this becoming more and more of a forgotten thing, a former thing. Mm-hmm. You want to be on the right side of history. You want to show your community that you are doing those things. Being a part of the things at the Family Center, like Aspirus, like Associated Bank, the things that they did, that is marketing 101. Mm-hmm. Like as far as like it helping your business, you're showing you're a part of the community. You are just like everybody else. You are part of these things, and you care about subjects that the community cares about. So, certainly we want you to do these things and hope we reach your soul and your heart, that's where this starts and everything. Mm-hmm. But if I can't reach you there, it's just business 101 to do these kind of things. If you want to promote your business, mm-hmm. being a part of things with a nonprofit are one of the greater PR things you can have, and you can't put a number on the way that the impact it can make. There are a lot of ways that you can help out our family center. We just appreciate you helping and being a part of things.
Yeah.
When it comes to the holidays this time of year at the Family Center, I imagine that it can be a little bit busier, can be a little bit heavier over there. For individuals, want people to keep that in mind as well, Elizabeth, and what that day in the life can be like for the staff as well as the clientele there.
Mm-hmm.
Are there things that that we can touch on that the audience may not be aware of, that they think that would be insightful to them? I think that the time spent in conversation is something that I don't think a lot of people might think of. I think, in fact, a lot of people might even think about this like checking into a hotel, because they don't. Hopefully there's individuals out there that have never experienced this, and that's a good thing.
Right.
But they don't have a better comp for this or something, or they didn't see it in a movie or a TV show where we tend to grab examples from in life. Mm-hmm. So just kind of walking into that part of it and understanding that is not what this is.
It is
much heavier. You're much different than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, we have our emergency shelter, right? But we also have our non-residential services. So you don't have to stay in our shelter to receive services from us. But, you know, when you do come to our shelter, it's very homey and like a home mm-hmm. environment, because you want to feel comfortable where you are, right? And so we make it as comfy and cozy as possible, because at the end of the day, we're working in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's really important, that it's their home. They're going to treat it like their home while they're there. And staff is there to support them in whatever way, shape, or form is needed.
Very well said.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't expect them to overnight, like, heal and figure things out. Like, mm-hmm. it's a journey, and we're there with them for every step of the way. You know, not everyone is also ready, maybe 100% mm-hmm. to leave. Like, they might have a little bit of hesitation of being there.
Mm-hmm.
They might be thinking about wanting to go back. And, you know, a lot of people might say, like, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. Like, no, don't go back. Like, you know, that's not a great relationship. But I also don't think a lot of people understand it does take a survivor seven times in order to leave that relationship. So just because you come to our shelter and stay with us once doesn't mean you won't be welcome back again. Even if you go back to that abusive partner or situation you're in, like, our doors will be open for you the next time if you would like to come back. So I want to make that clear too, that our doors are always open, and it's, again, allowing them to make their own decisions about their story, and we're just there to help support them however we can. So
yeah, and we're incredibly thankful and appreciative that you and that team are there. We appreciate the work that you guys are doing. Elizabeth, as we're wrapping up, if people want to find out more about some of what we talked about today, if they are in need of services or any of the above, how can they reach you? How can they reach the Family Center?
You can call our 24-hour hotline crisis line. There is always someone to answer the phone. It might ring a couple times, but someone is always going to answer it. You can just Google our address and show up, like I said earlier. And again, someone's going to help you. Even sending, you know, an email or through Messenger if you can't make a phone call. Those are all different ways to connect with us. Yeah. And yeah.
That crisis line, if you're in need, the Family Center has your back. It is 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511. Their business line is 715-421-1559, 421-1559. You can also email them, info@familyctr.org, familyctr.org. That is also their website, familyctr.org. Encourage you to bookmark that. Not only keep up to date on the great things that they're doing over there, but understanding a little bit more of what they're doing as well. And that address is 525th Street North here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to follow our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center on social media as well. Keep up to date on all the amazing work that they are doing. And one more time, that 24-hour crisis line, 715-421-1511, 421-1511. Elizabeth, thank you so much for the time today and all the work that you and your team are putting into the community. Say hi to everybody over there for us and wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us and bringing awareness to this.
Appreciate the time. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavorty. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. A ceasefire will soon be in place along Lebanon's border with Israel. President Biden hailed the agreement.
Civilians on both sides will soon be able to safely return to their communities.
Reporter Robert Berger.
Israel says that the aim of this war in Lebanon all along has been to get the 60,000 Israelis who have been out of their homes for over a year to get them back home. But this is not imminent. This is going to take time.
And Linda Gradstein reports it will be closely monitored.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that if Hezbollah violates the ceasefire, Israel will have backing from the U.S. to respond.
Margaret Brennan reports on what this means for Gaza.
That is a much harder problem to solve. The trigger time at 4 a.m. local in Lebanon will silence those guns, but the guns will continue going in Gaza.
CBS News special report. I'm Cammy McCormick.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.